internet.
From the internet.
To your ears. This is RFD.
Alert. 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 Wake up! Wake up! Do you understand what's happening out there?
I don't know about you, but I want to party. I want to rock the house. I want to take care of business, if you know what I mean, and I hope you do. So buckle your belts, grab your hats, zip your pants, and hoist your bats. We got some rocking to do tonight.
For the Stephen Roy Show! Yes, I am he. I am Stephen Roy. That is my name. Just went outside to get my coffee. Left it sitting on top of the breaker box. Big breaker box right outside the studio. Oops. So I went and got it, and that's why I'm late starting the show. What is today? Today is the 30th of March, 2024. Got an Easter message for you today on what show is it today, Mason? The Stephen Roy Show. Got an Easter message for you and more coming up on the show. Ooh, a little preview there of what's coming up. Got some good music. Our artist of the week this week is Crowder. And I played Crowder's music before on the show. It rocks. It truly rocks. Saw him at the USA. That's the USA. The U.S. Sports Arena here in Lubbock, Texas, at the home of Texas Tech University's basketball team that did very well this year. Yes, they could have done better. Had lots of bad injuries. Lots of stuff that happened. Still did much better than last year. Great new coach, Grant McCaslin. Did a good job, and it will only get better. Looking forward to that. Now we're playing baseball. We are the national champions of track and field. Indoor track and field, I think. National indoor field track and field champions. And this week, they are competing in the outdoor athletic events. So we are the national championships. No, I won't get the Texas Tech tattoo. I have vowed if they win in baseball, basketball, or football, I will be getting a double T on the inside of my left bicep, a cross on the outside of my right bicep, and then we'll have some kind of band joining the two. That is the plan. Maybe I'll put my children's names. I don't know. We shall see. Probably no names, because I did that once before, and I'm not very proud of it. Getting a little more audio on the left than the right, which doesn't make any sense, considering a little more on the right than left, I think. I think that's how this screen is oriented. Anyway, have been having problems, audio problems. I need to work on it more, but we shall continue the showage. Let's go on with the rant. I have to sneeze. Woo! That's good radio, isn't it? I wore shorts and a t-shirt this morning. It is a little bit cold. There's producer Lexington Concord. Hi, Lexington. Her name's actually Lexi, but don't tell no one I told you that. But I call her Lexington, and she knows her name, don't you, baby? Yes, you do. You're a good girl. I posted her picture on the X if you want to check that out. At Stephen Roy Radio. She was giving me some advice right before the show. You're a good girl. Yes, you are. She's a pug Shih Tzu mix, if you ask. A pug zoo? I don't know. I don't know. There's a name for that. A shug? I really don't know. Let's go ahead and do the rant. You ready? Got a good show plan. Well, the video looks good today. Probably because I just cleaned the camera. Yep. And then I had to go and move the iPad. Okay. Still a little bit too far in that direction. It's probably going to fall over on me. Wouldn't be the first time. I go three stars. Three stars from the edge of the flag. That's how I frame it. Okay, here we go. Today is the 30th. Welcome to this week's Rumble Rant. I am Stephen Roy. It is March 30th, 2024. I don't know why. Computer's wigging out. See the difference in audio over there? Oh, well. Let's continue the showage. That's a Steve-ism if you didn't know. Yeah, you'll hear Steve-isms on every show, so I urge you to watch. I have no idea if the Rumble statistics are right because, my gosh, I got like, 300 hits on last week's show, and yet Rumble only shows a few, like a dozen people listen. So I don't know what it takes to make that thing click. Doesn't really matter. It's fun doing the show here for you, and I will continue to do it for you right here on the Stephen Roy Show. Until we're nationally syndicated for millions, then that would be the only thing that might stop me from doing this show. I post a lot of funny things. You know what they say? That imitation is the best form of flattery. It really is. Yep, it really is. So I always laugh when I get funny responses on the Twitter. I shouldn't have clicked on it. I know. It's like a don't look at the sun. It's like when you saw that meme of President Trump looking at a beautiful woman. Hey, we're men, okay? Can't help it. It's like, ah! Let me tell you something. It's not quite Christmas yet. I have an Easter message for you. Let me tell you why all the filth exists on the X, okay? And there's plenty of it. I'll tell you why. Because the evil one today and every day is trying to attack you. The evil one is trying to attack me. That's why they send you all these hoes, all these bots. That's why this is sent to you for your exposure. That's why the evil exists in the world today. Because, believe me, there is a struggle between good and evil, okay? The evil one is trying to take over, and he's succeeding in this country, at least among leftist idiots. But make no mistake about it, I know this to be true from the tens of thousands of people that I see on X. I block hundreds of people every week, or I would have hundreds of thousands of followers. I have like 400, I just noticed, 4,000 444. It's right here. 4,444 on the X are following me. And you can follow me too at Stephen Roy Radio. That would be tens of thousands if I didn't have to block probably 100 a week. That's probably a fair estimate because of the shenanigans they pull. And you know what? I'm not going to argue with you on the internet. If you say something stupid, I'm just going to block you. Okay? I don't argue with people on the internet. Sometimes I can't help myself but say something silly, right? Like, and believe me, they're American patriots. God bless you. You know, I don't have a problem with you. But you feel like you have to post half-naked pictures of yourself to get followers, and some of them have 60,000, 100,000 followers. I get it. That's why you do it. But sometimes I can't help myself and post silly things. Like, this woman posted a picture of herself half-naked, almost naked yesterday. And you can see her clearly in the foreground. In the background, you can see trees, right? So I say, the trees are out of focus. That's all I said. So you have to have a good sense of humor, right? Well, let me tell you something. I had a wonderful service last night on Good Friday. Pastor Andy sat next to me in church. Pastor Matt, of course, is the pastor of the Southwest Church. It's now it's called The Way, which is awesome. Great new name for the church, The Way. TheWayLBK.com is their website or will be their website going forward. But hey, I posted a welcome message from Pastor Matt on the X. If you want to see it, you're welcome to join our church. Everyone is, even if you're a member of the LGBTQ, EIA, WTF, AEIU, plus, minus, pound, dollar sign, whatever, negative, positive, I don't know, whatever the name of your acronym is. Hey, you are welcome to come visit with us, to come be with me at church. Why? Why? Because I'm not going to judge you. No one at my church is going to judge you. And we had an amazing turnout last night. Amazing amount of people that came to hear the good news that Jesus Christ died for us. Now, when Jesus was on the cross, this thief on the cross next to him said, you're supposed to be Jesus Christ. You're supposed to be the Savior. Why can't you save yourself? Because he sacrificed himself for you and me, that all the sins of the world would be washed away. And that's all it takes for you to be forgiven for all your sins, all your transgressions, no matter how bad. Well, wait a minute, Stephen. What about murder? If you murder somebody, can you be forgiven for that? Yes, you can. Yes, you can. Now, God is not going to pardon you for violating man's law, right? You kill somebody, you're going to probably end up in prison. Rightly so. It also says in the Bible, an eye for an eye, a tooth for a tooth. So I'm not going to feel sorry for you if you kill somebody and you end up doing time. However, your immortal soul can be saved through the blood of Jesus, the blood and body of Jesus Christ. And we had communion last night, and that was the first time that I ever served communion for the congregation, and it was awesome. It was truly an amazing experience. So I was sitting next to Pastor Andy, and we were talking about that. And I was talking about how, you know, when I first came to this church in late August, I don't even remember exactly when, late August 2022, I truly felt like the weight of the world was lifted off of my shoulders. Why? Because I was redeemed, because I was forgiven for all my failed relationships, all the mean and terrible things that I had done in my life. I felt forgiven. And believe me, even though that weight was lifted for me, even though my life began anew, that I was no longer burdened with the guilt, the shame of those sins, I'm still not perfect. I'm still a sinner. Believe me, the evil one tempts me every day. Why? Well, because I'm on social media. Now, if I want to remove myself from social media, then yeah, I wouldn't be exposed to that nearly as much. Although it's in the media everywhere today, isn't it? On television, on the internet, on the you know, stuff that's streamed to you. Yeah, you're going to see that a lot. However, I truly believe that if I do have a future in broadcasting, that it will be because of that I'm on the X, because I'm being exposed to broadcasting professionals throughout the world, especially throughout this nation. Now, I'm not going to leave West Texas. Don't be scared. Even if I was to sign a nationally syndicated contract, I am not leaving West Texas. So I will only do it if I can broadcast from here. Why? My family is here. My beautiful wife and family are from Texas, are from West Texas. I'm staying here, okay? So will I travel the world? I'd love to travel the world. I'd love to travel the United States and Canada. I would like that. And that is part of the plan if God, if our Lord blesses us with financial freedom. Now, I have no delusions of grandeur. Sure, I have been envisioned with lots of things that I would love to do, right? For you, for the world. But it's not free. It's not free, right? I'm still very thankful for the things that are in my life. I'm thankful that I have a good day job. I'm thankful for this home, near which is our studio, somewhere in an undisclosed location in West Texas. I'm very happy, and blessed. I thank God every day that I found my D. I do. Because I feel joy today that I have never felt before. Never felt before. Why? Hey, I grew up with a lot of rich kids that were miserable. Okay? Money only buys you security. It does not, it buys you freedom, financial freedom, but it does not buy you happiness. 90% of lottery winners lose everything. Everything. How many celebrities and athletes do you know that went completely bankrupt? Why? Because they're not happy. Doesn't matter how much money they have, they're not happy. And that's why, because only God can give you the joy and peace that you want in your life. So thank you, Lord, for dying for us. Tomorrow, Easter, we celebrate the resurrection of Jesus Christ. And if you doubt that happened, well, it's not too late for you. It's not too late for you. He paid the price for you to be forgiven and to have everlasting life. I'm sorry if you don't believe, if you think I'm a crazy person. I pray for you that one day the Lord will come into your heart and that you will have everlasting life, just like I have, just like everyone in my family has, just like most in my congregation have. So, but I'm still not going to judge you. I don't care. I don't care what your sexual preference is. I don't care what your gender identity is. I don't care what your national origin is. I don't even care what political persuasion you are. Yes, I'm going to express what I think is the right, is the truth, is the way. Okay? I'm not going to stop. Not going to stop with my opinions to try to save this great nation. My family came here in 1736, before this was even the United States of America. And my great-great-whatever grandfather was Irish. Now, I didn't know that until recently when my dad was DNA tested and is majority Irish. So, anyway, whoever was the first in my family to come here, he may have been an indentured servant for all I know. Yes, that's a slave. There were Irish indentured servants. Where are my reparations for that, for my ancestors that were slaves? That's the idiocy of all of it. So let's go to the X, or I will rant forever. Replies. You can join me at Stephen Roy Radio there. Now, this is a funny video. This is a funny video. This guy joins this fat queer club. That's what it's called. If you want to be part of the queer fat club, you really have to be fat. It's a requirement. Now, that is hilarious. That is hilarious. Rob posted that. And he goes, I'm queer and I'm fat and I identify as a 275-pound man, and they don't want him in the queer fat club because he's not fat. Now, isn't that discrimination? Isn't that discrimination? Now, a dude just won the women's powerlifting competition. He looks like a dude. He's just a dude. Okay, that's what he is. He's a dude. So all you have to do is say you're a chick and you can compete in women's sports, right? So aren't these women discriminating against this man by not letting him be part of the queer fat club? I think so. You see the hypocrisy of the left? You see the hypocrisy? If I identify as a 12-year-old girl, then I should be able to go to elementary school, right? I mean, isn't that stupid? Okay, I can identify as a cat, and I can take a dump in a litter box, and that's okay? Should my employer have to provide a litter box so I can just go take a dump and then bury it? Shouldn't they? Oh, if they don't, they're discriminating against me. You see the idiocy of all of this? Because let me tell you something. If God blesses us with the Powerball tonight, and if we open several businesses, they will not be woke. You will not be working for us if you're a furry. No, you won't. I don't care what your gender identity is. I don't care what sexual persuasion you have. I don't really care. Because you will be judged based on your qualifications for the job. Not by anything else. If Blair White wants to come work for my radio station, guess what? She is welcome. Yes, she is. I would hire her. I would hire Blair White to be on my radio station. Now, she can't be an employee of my company because my company is going to be a ministry. So, I'm sorry. No, you can't be an employee of my company. We are going to have certain standards. We are. Okay? And the same reason why a transsexual cannot be pastor of our church. A transsexual cannot be in leadership at our church. That is our church's position. If you don't like it, you can go work somewhere else, right? I'm not going to judge you for it. I have gay members of my family. Now, gay members of my family can do work for my business as a contractor, but they can't be in-house employees of my company because it is going to be a ministry and we are going to have many of the same standards that they have at my church. In the same reason why most pastors today of actual Christian churches will not perform gay weddings. They just won't do it, okay? Because it says in the Bible that marriage is between a man and a woman. Now, I'm not going to judge you. I have very, very close family members that are gay. I have a very close family member that is married. I went to the gay marriage. That was my first gay wedding. I went to the gay wedding of this very close family member. Now, I'm not going to say anything more because it's not my job to expose them publicly. But my point is, I didn't judge that person. I didn't judge anyone who I am not homophobic. My experience is that those that are homophobic are least secure about their own sexuality. I used to work with a guy in California. Been told by my family last night it's not good how I say California. That the word that I use to describe California is actually a woman of ill repute, okay? Let's just say it like that. So I'm going to try and stop describing that state in that way. Maybe I should just call it California Stan or something else. I'm going to have to come up with, like, California Bajan or I don't know. I'm going to have to come up with some new name. I'm riffing now. Like New Yorkistan, that's okay. Like Arizona Stan. Like Georgia Zuela. They have become third world assholes because of the way they're being ran. And it's sad. You know, I last went to New York City in January of 2007. I believe that's when it was. January of 2007. And it was cold. There is a cold in New York City, in that part of New York, that I have never felt before. It's a wet cold. Now, it gets well below freezing here, but it's not cold like that cold. It just goes right through you. Now, granted, I wasn't dressed warm enough. I had blue jeans, tennis shoes, and a light jacket on, and I was cold. And I can remember being in Manhattan and walking between buildings, and freezing my A off. But let me tell you something. It was January of 2007, and I felt safe in New York. Do you think you could be in New York today and it be safe? No, you will not. People are being raped and murdered every day by illegal aliens in New York City. And that is why it is New Yorkistan. The bribe invasion bloodbath is continuing to destroy this nation. And the worst part of it all is it's by design. It is deliberate. They are deliberately destroying this country. Now, they started bringing in, I believe, they started bringing in illegal aliens as part of the Cloward and Piven strategy to overwhelm this system, and when it implodes, they will replace our republic with a libtard world order dictatorship. That is the goal. That is the goal.
Well, you shouldn't say that either. You shouldn't say that either, Demon.
Here's a picture of our producer, Lexington Concord. There's Lexington Concord giving me a pep talk right before the show. If you want to see that, just go to X. Now, you want an example of how evil this lighthouse is? Let me tell you how evil this lighthouse is. Let me click on this so I don't mess it up. In fact, it's not posted. But I saw it today, and I'm not gonna go searching for it. Today, they tried to make Easter, not today, because today is the 30th, the day before Easter. The Slide House tried to make Easter the, like, transsexual day or something. I mean, why would you make Easter Sunday transsexual day? Why would you do that? I mean, it's a slap in the face for every Christian on this earth. A slap in the face. I know why they did it. This is just an attempt by this leftist idiot Slide House to be relevant. You are irrelevant. Bribin, filling his poopy pants every day, is irrelevant. He doesn't even run this country. We know there's a Mal Bama behind the curtain. We know that. We know Mal Bama and Michael are waiting in the wings. No, I don't think Michael will be president. She would be the first trans testicle president. Do you really think that's going to happen? I don't think so. Bathhouse Barry actually had his court record sealed. I have seen testimony from Columbia professors that taught basic classes that every single student in Columbia takes, have never seen Bathhouse Barry in his classroom. Never. So why were the records at Columbia University, why were the birth records of not only Mal Bama, but his adopted children, why were they sealed? Because Michael could not give birth to them as a trans testicle. That's why. That's why you will never see their birth certificates. That's why. And you know what? I never made a big deal over Mal Bama being born in Kenya because his mother is an American citizen. So that makes him an American citizen. Now, I don't believe that if you're an illegal alien, you can just pop yourself on the doorstep of this nation. And when your baby's born, it's a citizen and you can stay too. No, I do not believe that. That should be okay. Birth tourism that's happening from rich Chinese and others should be illegal. Your child should not be an American citizen. If your parents are not citizens, you cannot be a citizen. That's how I think it should be. You have to be a legal resident at the very least for your children to be born a citizen. I mean, there has to be regulations in this country.
Well, the reason that a million people are coming across the border,
over 100,000 a month. Think about that now. Over 100,000 illegal aliens are coming to this country every month. Here in West Texas, people are being murdered, raped. People are dying of fentanyl overdose here in West Texas. You think that's okay? It's the bribe-invasion bloodbath that is killing these people. If people don't die from overdose on fentanyl, they are addicted to it. Now, I'm not going to pretend to know how they smoke it or ingest it and don't die. I mean, it must somehow be either cut or they must be only ingesting a tiny bit because it's that deadly. It just gives me the heebie-jeebies to know that it's even happening. And I feel bad for. I mean, I don't understand because I slipped once in the bathtub a couple years ago, and my back hurt so bad I thought I was gonna die. Now it only lasted 24 hours, but from that experience of severe pain in my back, can you imagine being in pain like that every day? I know people. I was married to someone that had chronic pain. And the idea that you have to deal with that chronic pain every day. And I told Dee yesterday, you know, Proposition A is happening in the city of Lubbock. So in November, I'm probably going to be able to vote for legalization in the city of Lubbock. And you know what? You accuse me of being a right-wing conservative, right? Well, I must be a moderate because I'm going to vote for that. And why? Why would you vote for that,
David?
I'll tell you why. Because what is better? You taking a massive amount of pharmaceutical drugs for your chronic pain? Let's say you're end of life and you have cancer. Is it better that you vomit until you die, that you waste away and die of malnutrition instead of the cancer? Or is it better that you smoke a little bit or use a vaporizer? You don't necessarily have to smoke the smoke. Would it be better that you have some THC product and not have the severe nausea? Can imagine gaining weight when you're undergoing chemotherapy because you have treated your nausea and you get the munchies. Now, I'm experienced with this because I lived in Northern California for 12 years. Now, yes, I smoked it. I didn't inhale, but I smoked it, okay? So I know what the munchies are. I do. Now, I don't anymore, and I haven't, you know, for several years, and I have no plans on doing that because I don't need it. I just don't need it, so I'm not going to smoke it. However, if you have chronic pain or anxiety, My stepson from my previous marriage had severe anxiety and anger management. And guess what? Just smoking a little took care of that. Took care of that. Now, if all you do is sit on the couch and smoke all day long, and you're stoned nonstop all day long, and you're totally unproductive, then I think you're a stoner and a loser, okay? And I feel bad for you, but it would be no different than if you're an alcoholic. You can get drunk every night, and that's okay. That's okay that you get drunk every night. That's legal. But if you smoke a little, just smoke a little bit from a doobie every night, and don't even get stoned out of your mind, you're a criminal. You see the difference? Okay? Now, I will never legalize hard drugs like meth or cocaine or any other of those chemicals. But, you know, marijuana is a herb. Okay? It is an herb. And it is not addictive. Yeah, sure, it might be psychologically addicted. But if you smoke a joint every day for 10 years, no, I didn't. Okay? Don't think that. But if you smoke a joint every day for 10 years and then you stop, you will not have physical withdrawals. Now, I know somebody, I know like the son of a friend, whose son was allergic to marijuana. And when he smoked it for years, he had, an incredible amount of physical problems. And it was because his body was allergic to it. People are allergic to it and can't smoke it. I knew many growers in Northern California that grew it but didn't smoke it. So I don't want to hear this assumption that, you know, if it's legalized, it's going to be reefer madness. Everybody's going to be smoking it. No, they will not. It just decriminalizes it. That's all. So there is a form of epilepsy that the only treatment that stops it is THC. There isn't a pill that exists that will stop the seizures. Now imagine if you're a parent and your child has incredible seizures, that causes brain damage, causes all kinds of problems. Now imagine if they could just smoke a little bit and the seizures are gone. Don't you think that's better than some pharmaceutical drugs? So there's a reason why hemp was outlawed. Hemp is the strongest natural fiber there is. It was outlawed because of the chemical companies that made plastic outfits, right? I'm talking about synthetic nylon, Dacron, synthetic fibers, right? Like Kevlar, that's a synthetic fiber. Now, I don't think we should get rid of any of those synthetic fibers. You know what those synthetic fibers are made from? Unless you wear cotton and wool all the time, I got a news flash from your Uncle Steven. You're wearing oil, okay? When you're throwing paint all over paintings, guess where that probably comes from? Oil. It's oil-based. It's either got to be water-based or oil-based. There is oil-based paint, right? Glue, oil. Rubber. I mean, rubber is obviously, most tires aren't pure rubber. They're synthetic rubber comes from oil. The plastic in this phone, the plastic in this cover, this is probably plastic. I don't know. It might be glass in this, but the screen is plastic. The phone is mostly plastic, right? Keyboard, computer, the stand that my iPad's sitting on, my iPad, it's all plastic. This plastic, guess where that comes from? Plastic comes from oil. So if you tell me you're all anti-oil, guess what? You're a hypocrite. Cat Turd's pinned tweet is funny. His pinned tweet is funny. He said, reminder, this tweet is about nothing, but it'll still get more views than Don Lemon's show. Guess how many views? Let's click on it. Let's see how many views. Let's click on that. Let me click on that. 276,000 views. So this tweet has gotten more views than Lemonhead's show. So here's what I wrote. I wrote, the Lemonhead just spews leftist drivel. I'd rather be kicked in the Netherlands repeatedly than listen to that. Yeah, I'd rather be kicked in the nether regions repeatedly than watch Don Lemon's show. And that is the truth. Lara Logan posted a great video of the of citizens at the Chicago City Council. And here's what they're chanting. African Americans are chanting this. Go red, no more blue, no matter who. That's what they're chanting at the Chicago City Council meeting. Here's a story about an Uber driver that her and her husband legally emigrated to the United States. They are American citizens. She's an Uber driver. Her husband works in customs and security at the airport and tells me how horrified he is by the thousands and thousands of illegal aliens that have made their way to Arizona. Bye-bye, Arizona Stan. The Hobbit made that 20 and 21 fraud election an absolute disgrace. An absolute disgrace. So we shall see what happens in November. But like you've seen me post on X at Stephen Roy Radio, I think there's going to be another massive fraud election that'll make 20 and 22 look like child's play. And if that happens again, and they try to install another libtard world order dictatorship, I predict there will be civil war in this nation, because the majority of Americans are not going to put up with that crap. Just not. That's going to do it for me on today's show, since we're already 31 minutes in. Thank you so much for watching my Rumble rant. Join me at Stephen Roy Radio, and we'll see you next week. You have a great day. Happy Easter. Have a wonderful, wonderful Easter with you and your family. Hopefully you'll go to church, like a wonderful Christian church like mine. Wherever you go, you have a great day, a great evening, and a great week. Yes, now you have to. That'll do it for the rant. You know, I was going to start off with Crowder, but let me play one more song first. So let me go down here. Let's play this one first, because this one is so much fun. It's from Pentatonix, and it's my favorite song from them. And it seems fitting on this Easter Eve. It's called Hallelujah.
I've heard there was a secret chord.
And then it didn't play. I didn't click
stop. David played and it pleased the Lord. But you don't really care for music, do you? Well, it goes like this. The fourth, the fifth, the minor fall, the major lift, the baffled king composing hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Oh my God, RFD.
Oh my God, no way.
1, 2, 3, uh-huh.
Stephen Roy Show, The Sound of Sunshine. That's the title track off of his album, Sound of Sunshine. I have the whole album on the hard drive. Yes, right from the CD, so don't be a scared. Don't be a scared.
R-A-A-A, bite me.
No.
Deny.
Don't be a scared. Don't be a scared. We're not going to badmouth. Not gonna badmouth them. No, don't do it. Don't. No, don't. Don't badmouth them. Don't. Yes. Well, you know, I interviewed at Janice Ian years ago. I don't know if you remember that. If you're a longtime listener, like Lenny from Puerto Rico, well, then you know I interviewed Janice Ian years ago. Great interview. And on my super high tech phone patch that she did not appreciate. And she said that, you know, when her contract was up with, I don't know who her contract was, I'm not even going to speculate, But let's just say she didn't hardly make any money from that contract, okay? Which was typical of those days. Even now, the celebrities, I mean, these musicians don't make a ton of money from music sales. They make their money from performances. That's where they make the bulk of their money. That's why they tour the nation. And I'm not going to mention any other people that have made $1 billion from touring because of idiots that want to go see their drivel. Crowder is an awesome musician, and that's why he is the Artist of the Week this week. I just heard one of his songs last night, and I'm going to play it for you here in just a minute. And that's why he is the musician. The musician of the week. It just seems fitting with Easter, it being Easter weekend. David Wallace Crowder was born November 29th, 1971. I don't even know how old he is. So he's younger than me, of course. He's 52. He's known professionally by his mononymous stage name Crowder, which has been since 2012. He's an American contemporary Christian music singer, songwriter, multi-instrumentalist, and author. He was the lead singer in the now defunct David Pat Crowder Band before he started his solo career in 2012. Shows the record labels. He released his first solo album, Neon Steeple, in May 24, 2014. Crowder released his first solo single of the album, I Am, on November 25th. I don't think I've ever heard that. We might have to play that. It rose to number 3 position on the Christian Songs chart, American Prodigal. Crowder's second album, solo album, was released in 2016. His third, Noah Ghost, 2018, Milk and Honey, 2021. They performed Milk and Honey when we saw them in concert, and it was good. I don't think I have that one downloaded on the hard drive, but it's a good song. It's a good song. I should play that for you, too. And that was an awesome concert. He really stole the show at the Toby Mac concert. Sorry, Toby, but he did. You were great too, man. But I had never seen Crowder before. I'm familiar with your music. I had never seen Crowder before. Truly enjoyed it, so maybe I am biased. He is a Texan, born in Texarkana, Texas. So it says he's originally from Waco, Texas. So maybe he was born in Texarkana and began his career in Waco. I don't know. I do not know. But he is good. He's been active in music since 1996. You can check him out at crowdermusic.com. So that's our Artist of the Week, David Crowder. Oh, he's just Crowder now. I'm sorry. But he is. Okay. So let's see. I played this. We can start over here. And I can put this down here and delete that. Of course, I could do that while I'm playing music for you, right? All right, well, let's play the one I heard yesterday. Great song. Good God Almighty on the Stephen Roy Show when it decides to play or when I do the right button. We did have Pentatonix stopper, didn't we? Here he is, Crowder on the Stephen Roy
Show. Good God Almighty, I hope you'll find me praising your name no matter what comes. Count the times I've called your name some broken night, and you showed up and patched me up like you do every time. I get amnesia, I forget that you keep coming around. Yeah, ain't no way you ever let me down. Good God Almighty,
I'm of that. RIAA Bite Me.
Denied!
From the internet, to your ears, this is RFD.
Go! Good morning! Oh, and in case I don't see you, good afternoon, good evening, and good night.
I am Cornholio.
I ledge of a plegiance of to the flag
of the United States of America
and to the Republican for which in my hands
with puberty and nachos. Nachos for all. Quack, quack.
You mean illegal cable? Who told you that? What is his name? I want it. You're offering me a bribe. What you have just done is illegal. And in this state, if convicted, you could be fined up to $5,000 or spend 6 months in a correctional facility.
I'm just jerking your chain. I'll juice you up.
It is time for our number two of the Stephen Roy Show. And yes, I am he, the Stephen Roy. I am. No, really, I am. Well, that's not working. That's okay. That's okay. I think I got the audio problem fixed. I think it was just a loose connector on this XLR connection. No, it's not XLR. It's a 1/4 inch stereo connection. I think it just had a bad ground because it was loose, because now I'm getting way, way more volume on the right channel. Was it the right? No, it was the left channel that was going out. So the left channel is doing much better now. The music should sound way better. Well, you know, if you've listened to the Stephen Roy Show before, and before I forget, it is the 30th of March, 2024. This is the rant-free second hour of what show, Mason? What show is it? The Stephen Roy Show. Yes, the Stephen Roy Show. And yes, that is my name, if you want to ask. Well, let's go ahead and play some music for you. You know, I love to play. In fact, let me check my hearing aids, because it sounds like, no, they're normal. They're normal. I can adjust the volume on my hearing aids. Working great. This is what happens when you actually work for a living, unlike bribing. When you actually work for a living, I've lost a good bit of my hearing, and the hearing aids help tremendously. So I wear them under my little $12.99 headphones that you'll see if you look at the Rumble Rant. It's also listed under Stephen Roy Radio if you want to look for me there. Or just go to the top of my X at Stephen Roy Radio, and you'll see the Rumble Rant, and the podcast is also linked there on the Gainbird server. Thank you to Dishnut. Thank you to Dishnut, Pat. Thank you to the Dishnuts and everyone who makes the Gainbird server possible, without which there would be no podcast. Oh, the Stephen Roy Show. Neighbors are mowing. Can you hear it? Yep. Well, it's a beautiful day here. It's warmer outside than in, so I got the door open now. I closed it during the rant so there would be no background noise, but now I got the door open because it is a beautiful day. I've got now my shorts and t-shirt actually make sense. Yes, they do. All right, enough about me. I like remakes, as you know, if they're good. And this one is certainly good. That's why I'm going to play it for you. We'll start with the remake and then the real song. It's from Pentatonix and Real McCoy.
Buy it, use it, break it, fix it, trash it, change it, mail, upgrade it, charge it, point it, zoom it, press it, snap it, work it, quick erase it, write it, cut it, paste it, save it, load it, check it, quick rewrite it, plug it, play it, burn it, rip it, drag and drop it, zip, unzip it, lock it, save it, call it, find it, do it, play it, jam it, lock it, surf it, scroll it, pause it, click it, cross it, crack it, switch it, fade it, paint it, break it, tune it, print it, scan it, send it, touch, rename it, touch it, bring it, play it, watch it, technologic.
One more time.
Like the legend of the phoenix, yeah. All ends with beginnings. It keeps the planet spinning. The force from the beginning.
We've come too far to give up. We
get lucky. We're up all night to get up all night to get lucky.
Last night, I had a dream about you. In this dream, I'm dancing right beside you. There's nothing wrong with just a little bit of fun. We were dancing. Dream and you, I hope this dream comes true.
my God, RFD.
I've got a friend closer than a brother. There is no judgment. Oh, how he loves me. I've got a friend, and he is my strength. He is my portion. With me in the valley, with me in the fire, with me in the storm. Let all my life testify. Hallelujah. We are not alone. God really loves us. God really loves us. Hallelujah. Oh, praise my soul. God really loves us. God really loves us.
His mercy is enough. So come if you need it, forgiveness or healing, His mercy's enough. Oh, and this is our. No sorrow, heaven can't heal.
So lay down your burdens, lay down your shame. All who are broken, lift up your face. Oh, wanderer, come home. You're not too far. So lay down your hurt, lay down your heart, come as you are. There's hope for the hopeless and all those who've strayed. Come sit at the table, come taste the grace. There's rest for the weary. Rest that endures. Earth has no sorrow that heaven can't cure. So lay down your burdens, lay down your shame. All who are broken, lift up your face.
This is RFD.
To every sin, you are forgiven.
could have been 6 feet under. I could have been lost forever. Yeah, I should be in that fire, but now there's fire inside of me. Here I am, a dead man walking. No grave gonna hold God's people. All the weight of all our evil lifted away, forever free. Who could believe? Who could believe? Forgiven, forgiven. You love me even when I don't deserve.
Yeah. need you to know what I'm talking about. I've been your solo lover now for quite a while. You've been my heaven sent angel and you make me smile. I know I'm complicated like a spray painted maze, but I hope we can learn to weather all these days. I'm singing, please don't go breaking my heart. I only have one. I only have one. Don't go breaking, plug your headphones.
That was Crowder on the Stephen Roy Show. I am. First time I played that on the show. Great song. Gonna have to download that one eventually. That one I just played directly off the interwebs. That's gonna do it for me today on today's show. Hope you enjoyed the show. Got 24 and a half minutes to go, so don't go nowhere. How about another one from Michael Fronti? Because this message is for D. This message is for D. But first, thanks so much for listening. We'll see you next week. Hey, you have a great day. You have a great evening. You have a great week. Yes. Now you have to. This one's for D. Because the only thing that was missing was you.
Accepting a good compliment. And she loves her whole family and all of her friends. So if you're the one she lets in, take it. If she gives you her heart, don't you break it. Let your arms be a place she feels safe. Like that. Kiss her with passion as much as you can. Run your hands through her hair whenever she's sad. And when she doesn't notice how pretty she is, tell her over and over so she never forgets.
Don't be afraid, I have loved day. Feel the water's welcoming arms embrace me in the quiet calm. I can't hear what you say anymore, just the sound of trees on the ocean floor. Irresistibly drawn from the shore, you
changes. You heard your children, then you hear your children now. You are the same God. You are the same God. You answered prayers back then, and you will answer now. You are the same God. You are the same God. You were providing then. You are providing now. You are the same God.
You are the same.
Every change you